This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The Turkish currency, the lira, strengthened slightly Wednesday after last week's steep decline. But tensions between the U.S. and Turkey continue, with Ankara Wednesday morning announcing higher tariffs on several U.S. imports, including vehicles, tobacco, coal, rice, cosmetics, and alcohol. The Trump administration is warning of more economic pressure if Turkey refuses to release detained Americans, including Protestant pastor Andrew Brunson. A court Wednesday rejected an appeal for his release. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
I'm not going to forecast any kind of further actions or what our next steps will be, other than to say conversations continue. We've been very clear with Turkey about our expectations and our desire to have our people brought home. Pastor Brunson gets the bulk of the attention in the news and from a lot of folks, but it is just as important to us to have the NASA scientists, Sergen Golka, brought home, as well as our three locally employed staff who've been working at our mission in Turkey and then have been detained for quite some time as well.
President Donald Trump is reportedly frustrated over a lack of progress in resolving the dispute. A White House official is quoted as saying if no resolution is seen in the next few days or a week, there could be further action. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu warned on Tuesday, pressure, threats and sanctions only lead to chaos and a decline in relations. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has called for a boycott of U.S. electronics. South Korean President Moon Jae-in says he and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will take a bold step in their upcoming summit to formally ending the six-decade-old war that split the two sides. President Moon made the declaration Wednesday during a ceremony in Seoul, marking the 73rd anniversary of the liberation of the Korean Peninsula from Japanese colonial rule. The two Koreas announced earlier this week that Moon and Kim Jong-un will meet in Pyongyang sometime next month. This is VOA News. Malian President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita's campaign says he has won re-election based on their vote count. In a runoff contest, his opponent, former finance minister Soumaya Cisse, says it was fraudulent. He said he rejects the result. European Union observer mission head Cécile Kayenge appealed for restraint and to avoid announcing their own estimates ahead of provisional results. Those are due on Wednesday. She said her mission saw no fraud, but rather problems in procedural irregularities. Militant violence closed hundreds of polling stations and turnout was reported low. Italian authorities said Wednesday at least 37 people died in Tuesday's highway bridge collapse in Genoa. Several people were still missing as rescuers continued to search through the rubble from the fallen section of the Morandi Bridge, which came down during a violent storm. The collapse sent dozens of cars plunging 45 meters while huge pieces of concrete and steel fell onto warehouses in an industrial park below the bridge. According to authorities, all of the deaths involved drivers on the bridge and no one standing near it was killed. In London, British media say a Sudanese-born British citizen named Saleh Khatter deliberately drove a car into pedestrians and cyclists Tuesday morning before ramming into security barriers outside the Parliament building. Three people were injured. The 29-year-old driver's in custody. Neil Basu is the Metropolitan Police Assistant Commissioner.
Given that this appears to be a deliberate act, the method, and this being an iconic site, we are treating it as a terrorist incident, and the investigation is being led by officers from the Counter-Terrorism Command.
The man's motive is also not clear for the fourth attack involving a vehicle in Britain in 18 months. Malta relented on Tuesday, said it will allow the rescue ship Aquarius to dock after being left at sea for 4 days, with more than 140 migrants rescued off of Libya's coast. Sophie Beau is director of SOS Mediterranean France, which operates the vessel.
Of course, we are relieved that there is a solution coming for the 141 people that are currently on board the Aquarius. Secondly, we hope that this will be a start for a coordinated response at European level. We believe that the issue must be tackled at European level, that it's not only a problem that can be faced by one country.
The migrants will be taken in by France, Germany, Luxembourg, Portugal and Spain. Japan's Emperor Akihito expressed his deep regret Wednesday for his country's action during World War II. The 84-year-old emperor revealed his remorse during a ceremony in Tokyo to mark the 73rd anniversary of Japan's surrender to Allied forces following the atomic bomb attacks on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Joe Palca, VOA News.